We have returned with our featured guest, and joining me in the studio, voice Darling Jones. She is a Hoshindo Sensei, voice Sensei, which is a master of what we've been talking about, Hoshindo, this apitherapy, this use of bees and bee venom and bee taps for a variety of different conditions, which we talked about. So if you missed that, you'll have to go back online and listen to it. And the whole philosophy of bee medicine, where in the brochure it says there are more than 70 pharmacoactive properties in bee venom, the primary components of offering specific therapeutic benefits. And the brochure will give you some of that. But you mentioned three things: royal jelly, propolis, and bee pollen, mm-hmm. which I am doing all three. It's a practice. Speak about those and why and how they help.
Well, to begin with, the bee pollen is about 38% protein. It is a complete living food. You can live on bee pollen and water if you have to. And I once did an experiment after a dream and lived for 45 days on all the products of the bee, and as well as doing the Hoshindo.
You did this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You continually amaze me with different things that you do. All right. So you did a 45-day bee product fast.
That's right.
And how were you after the 45 days?
I felt wonderful. I actually had a hard time going back to food. I just, I felt like I was almost living on air, and I never missed a day of practice. It was really exhilarating, and even lost like 20 pounds at the time.
Okay, so there, and we haven't even talked about diet, but, you know, bee pollen as a very high concentrated protein food has that benefit alone.
Mm-hmm. And all the vitamins and amino acids, everything you need for life.
Yeah.
And then with the royal jelly, that's really phenomenal, especially for the brain and for the reproductive system for both men and women. And only the queen receives royal jelly in the hive. That's all she lives on, and she lives for 6 to 7 years. And the worker bees only receive a diluted royal bee milk, so to speak, the first 3 days of the larva stage, and they never have it again. And it's the nurse bees who are born who feed the queen the royal jelly.
I feel honored that I can do a quarter of a teaspoon of this every morning, to start, before anything else. Glass of water, the first thing I do in the morning, brush my teeth, scrape my tongue, then I will do a glass of lemon water, and then the second glass of water is with all the bee pollen, royal jelly. Anything else about royal jelly? It just sounds royal.
The royal jelly, it is royal. It's kind of like being born to the purple, because the queen, it's all part of the process in the hive, because she must lay 2,000 eggs a day in order to have a hive colony of 20 to 60,000 bees. And she must have those nurse bees, because they're the ones feeding her.
How many eggs a day?
2,000.
So they hatch. I mean, I don't know if that's right. Where they hatch into bees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. What's the life expectancy then? So if there's
the worker bees.
Yeah, there's 2,000 coming on a day.
They're going to live 4 to 6 weeks, mm-hmm. rather than say 4 to 6 years. You know, so
okay.
She lives. She's the mother of the hive. She's the only one who has the ovaries and the possibility of doing this. Another interesting thing about the queen is that, we always hear about parthenogenesis. And
what is that?
Parthenogenesis is for the female to be able to create another being without having been impregnated. And so, you know, you hear about virgin births, etc. And so with the queen, she produces the drone, the male bee.
Uh-huh.
And but she cannot produce the female bees without having a maiden flight where she's mated with drones.
Wow. Okay, so the queen produces this royal jelly, and it's another therapeutic aspect to the practice of Hoshindo.
Yeah, very, you know, very important.
Very important. And then there's propolis.
And there's propolis.
Tell us about that.
And propolis is a resin that comes from conifer trees, linden trees, from certain types of trees and plants that have a resin down deep inside the plant. And so the bees go and gather this propolis, which is a sticky resin, and they bring it back to the hive, and they have someone waiting for them who is going to produce wax, and the other worker bee is able to take this resin off of the little baskets in the back legs of the bee that's carrying the propolis.
And now, do some bees, are they assigned to do the propolis and others do the pollen?
No, they all go through a sequential process. From birth, they feed the queen, then they learn to create wax platelets off their stomachs, you know, and they become, you know, keeping the house clean. Basically, they keep an impeccable house, and they build hive, and they know exactly what angle to place the wax to create a honeycomb environment that will hold the nectar. They gather nectars, they learn to do that, and then they become foragers and then scouts. So they go through, they do everything. They all learn to do it. And when they go to gather the nectar, they bring it back, imagine, drop by drop. They're bringing this nectar back, and then they put it into the honeycomb, and then they start fanning thousands of beats a second.
Wow.
And they it's like churning butter. They fan it into honey.
Wow.
So when you really have to appreciate how they create the royal jelly, how they create the propolis, they have the most sterile environment on the planet from propolis.
Now, propolis is also another element that one takes for health benefits. What does propolis do?
Propolis is one of the best natural antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
Antifungal, antibacterial, antimicrobial, antiseptic. And it helps permeate the cell walls, you know, with the bee venom. It can break through certain biofilms of bacteria and enable the immune system to find, you know, something that would be very serious and destroy it. Mm-hmm. So it's able to actually... Anyone can go on the internet and look up all of the... There are a lot of studies on propolis since the 1930s.
Yeah.
And you'll find that it actually shrinks tumors.
Wow.
So it's an amazing product.
Okay, so those are three things. And, of course, there's honey itself, which I've heard is... It will not deteriorate. Basically, it's antibiotic in itself, and no
exactly.
bacteria can live in it.
All the B vitamins.
Mm-hmm. So, all those things, and it's a different kind of sugar. Is that what you told me too? It's not the same.
It's a non-sugar.
It's a non-sugar sweetener.
Right.
As I've argued with some people over this, to tell you, you know, they say, well, don't do any honey because that has the same effect on your body as doing sugar.
It's not quite the same.
Yeah.
And the thing with honey is one must be very, very careful now. About the only safe place to get honey these days is to get it at a farmer's market from a beekeeper you know who does raw organic honey.
Raw organic.
And because they have found that many, I think a great deal of the honey in supermarkets shelves is a combination of corn syrup and some honey,
mm-hmm.
and it's coming from questionable sources, and it has all kinds of toxic matter in it. And so this is very serious. And so I would only suggest buying honey from someone you know.
Yeah, and fortunately in Santa Fe and the surrounding area and the farmer's market and all that, there are good honeys for you.
Yes, I mean, we have some very good honey producers here.
Okay.
And you can meet them all at the Santa Fe farmer's market.
All right. In closing, why don't you offer or explain to our listeners this Institute one-year intensive course of study, clinical apprenticeship with Voice in 2012?
We're going to start in October. The first day of October is a Monday, and we're going to start our class then. I'm going to have a number of people who have already committed, who are healthcare practitioners. I have NDs, an MD, a nurse practitioner. I would like to be able to train from different disciplines. And so that's the first thing I'm looking for, uh-huh. and maybe other acupuncturists. Yeah. And
they want to say goodbye. And you bring them up here. We'll put them on the mic while you're talking.
And then body workers and gifted healers who are called to Hoshindo, to the medicine of the bee, uh-huh. and who, you know, also. You're going to distract me.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are your buddies. They're mine, too. I'm in love with them.
Yeah. But we're going to do a one-year intensive. And in Hoshindo, we will be doing learning the East Asian, you know, the academics with East Asian medicine mm-hmm. as applied to Hoshindo. And we will also be doing an apprenticeship so that you are able to learn to keep the bees. You'll go through a whole year, a season, all the seasons to know how to deal with the bees and how to take them out of the hives for your practice, and how to use the medicines. And as well as that, we will be going into a lot of cultural traditions that I was taught as well in Japan. And so we will be dealing with, you know, the way of incense, uh-huh. The way of the...
It'll be like being in Japan.
Yeah,
spiritually.
Kyodo, you'll have some experience with Kyodo, which is archery with calligraphy. Uh-huh. All of these things are for the personal benefit of the practitioner to enrich, you know, to enrich the life as a practitioner. And so there is a spiritual tradition with it. And so I think all of those things will be important. And then we'll have a clinic at the Institute the last 2 months where people will be able to come in. And I'll be overseeing that with the practitioners who will treat patients there.
Great. Great. Let's give out your phone number here, and I'll back announce the other spots too, just so people, if they want more information, why don't we give that out, and then I'll give out the website too.
The website would be the most important, and
okay.
they could email me.
Okay.
It's the telephone is 505-984-1900.
Okay.
And it sometimes, you know, it takes longer to get back that way.
Email.
If it's done by an email, it will be okay. answered more quickly.
Off of the website? Email you off the website?
Yes.
Okay. And the website is HoshindoHealingArtsInstitute.org.
And then there's a spot on it for info@HoshindoHealingArts.
Okay. We'll be talking more in the future, keeping up. I'm continuing to get treated once a week, and we'll keep you posted. It's been a pleasure. And let's see if we can say goodbye to these folks here.
Thank you, Alan.
You're very welcome. Thank you, all of you in this box here, for being future healers.